Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. So, Siobhan, what separates Stan Lee from other creators of superheroes?
I mean, the sheer volume of characters that he created, and not just his work as a writer, but also his impact as a salesman and a representative for the medium of comics.
Well, how big of a role did Stan Lee play in the outburst of superhero films that have taken over the film industry in the last decade or so?
I mean, he was instrumental in moving Marvel Comics away from being quite a small publishing department of a larger company and becoming its own sort of entertainment company in its own right. And he was definitely instrumental in the first superhero movies from, you know, the first Spider-Man movies that we saw a decade or so ago, and the Hulk movies, to the massive sort of Marvel Cinematic Universe that we see now.
Right, and he always featured in a lot of them, didn't he, as a little Easter egg, didn't he?
Yeah, it's a lovely little cameo from Stan in every movie, which fans love to see.
It's always nice, like, trying to pick him out in each film.
Yeah, exactly.
So he often quite imbued his characters with personal values. What kind of importance did he place on incorporating these personal values into his characters?
I mean, it was massive. When he decided to sort of start doing that, superheroes were kind of stuck in this post-World War II rut of sort of square-jawed and, you know, big American values. And he wanted to see characters that reflected himself and the people that were reading the comics, and that's how he sort of came up with Spider-Man, who was an incredibly flawed character, and he was a normal guy just trying to do his best, and he had to sort of become a hero, and so he wanted to really reflect the people that were reading the comics.
If you've just joined us here on The Daily this morning, we're joined by Siobhan Coombs, Marketing Manager at King's Comics and host of the Serious Issues podcasts, talking about the life and legacy of Stan Lee. So Mr. Lee has been hailed for his inclusivity of heroism. What impact has Lee's characters had on the lives of children over the last few generations?
Well, I mean, his work with his foundation has been really important, but also just having characters who were more representative of the people that were reading them and who were much more diverse. I mean, Stan, he used to have a little column called Stan's Soapbox, where he would write sort of little articles and little columns about against racism and bigotry. I mean, he co-created the character Black Panther with Jack Kirby, and he made the X-Men as a sort of allegory of against racism. So just the characters that he created and having those different lives represented has been hugely impactful on children.
So, well, just how important is this legacy Stan Lee's left behind?
It's just, it's impossible to overstate, really. It's he changed the entire world of comic books. He changed the world of superheroes, and I don't know if superhero comics would even exist the way that they do today without him.
So he's pretty much left a really massive legacy, and he's taught a lot of morals and personal values through his comics throughout the years, hasn't he?
Absolutely, absolutely. With great power comes great responsibility. I think that's one of the best things to ever come out of a superhero comic, and that's all down to Stan.
Absolutely. I love that phrase. I think it's a very important thing for kids to grow up hearing. Well, Siobhan, thank you so much for joining us this morning.